welcome. We have some apologies for that going to be reflected in our minutes. The purpose of this meeting is for us to deal with one aspect, that is the issue around the appointment of public service commissioners. Colleagues, you will remember that we agreed as a committee that we are going to put out that asset and put the closing date to be the 19th of September. We are reporting that we received so far 218 applications for the three vacancies for the national position, that national commissioner position. So that is what we have. So the normal process we have to follow where we do the shortlisting. So all the 219 applications and their series are contained in those files. And at the level of administration or at any other level, we did not tamper with the applications as they are. Because once you tamper, you know, the temptation was that, no, maybe there's a few that we could shortlist from, but then how do you decide that few from the 280? That has to be a process that must be guided by the normal process of considering applications for budget. And we're going to do that. And therefore, the application officially, I mean, the deadline is officially been raised, is close to 2018, is enough for us to complete that. So for now, the first item we are going to distribute the series, even if we don't do it like immediately now, we will just take care of the files and we'll leave at the end of the meeting. But officially, we are saying we were distributing those applications to all, so that when we finally take a decision, we are all sure that there is no application that was made through or that was taken through under the door, through the window, and stuff like that. Okay, those are all the applications that we have. Now, the second item, which is like that area where we need to take a decision. In as far as dealing with the business of the committee, like us having to appoint or to recommend whatever we do, because you know that ours is that we decide, we send out the address, we select, we appoint the commissioner, we recommend who the commissioner should be and submit a report to Parliament, and, I mean, the National Assembly. And the National Assembly agreeing with us then will then send those names as recommendations to the President to appoint. Now, we, in terms of process, we are allowed to run the process as a full committee, and we're also allowed to run the process in terms of National Assembly Rule 1-2. We are also allowed to appoint a small committee or a subcommittee, which we may call a panel, that is going to work in terms of that. The powers of that committee or subcommittee or panel are clearly stipulated in the rules. It will be something that, having taken a decision, those who would be in that are going to be in a position to look at that and work according to. But what's going to happen is that a subcommittee or a panel is not going to take final decisions. They will do the shortlisting, they will conduct the interviews, they will work on that and propose names to the committee. Then the committee, only the committee, at a meeting where we will be having the minimum of the quorum, where we would be able to take a decision. So as all of us as members of the committee will have that opportunity to influence as to how we deal with the process. But just to process this issue, what we are proposing from the chair is that we appoint a subcommittee that's going to work and process these issues on our behalf in terms understand level 1 and 2. And then assign that subcommittee to do a lot of work that has to be done on our behalf. We are doing that mindful of the fact that if you remember now, as Parliament is convening only to deal with a priority legislation, we are most of the time all in our constituencies. With them being, it will be an advantage if we're to work outside that we only have a small committee so that we don't take people out of the constituency to come and deal with the thing. But we only meet during that week. Our target is to have our recommendation submitted to Parliament and be considered by Parliament here, meaning the National Assembly, because appointment of commissioners is the National Assembly of Conservation. Now, to be considered during that week of the 20th to the 24th of October, because we are actually a city. If we can't meet that, then it means we'll have to target to have our report considered by the next sitting of Parliament, which is going to be in November. So that is what we're actually looking at. So that is the proposal that we have. And then just to conclude the proposal before I move forward, we're suggesting that we have a small committee or a subcommittee of 5 members. And that these 5 members will be constituted such that you will have 3 members from the ANC, 1 member from the GA, 1 member from the IFP. And we have these other committees. I'm saying other committees, that does not suggest the order of importance or otherwise. It actually has the rules to indicate. We have the UCDP. I'm talking about those parties that have members who attend our meetings. The UCDP, the National Alliance, I think those are the ones that might sort of attend. So we suggest that we will then operate that if it's 5, it's 3 from the ANC and then it's 3 from the program, it's 2, 1 EA, 1 IFP. That is what we are suggesting. We are also saying maybe if we want to be so democratic and then say it should not be like the big parties are the only ones involved there, we might want to then consider the second option. If we consider the second option, it means we'll have to add 1 member who will be drawn in representing those other parties. That is, they will have to come together and agree who they want. So to be 3. But because it can be 3 and 3 and 6, then it means we'll have to add one member from the ANC and stuff like that. So that is what we are proposing, but strongly from the chairperson's office. Preparing the first option, that is to go for, that is to go for 5 names. 3 ANC, 1 DA, 1 IFP. So that is the proposal that I was putting on the table, and let me call for members to respond to this proposal. Baba. That is the move from the DA side of the comments. Is there any other one? Is there any support that Matomela and our week?
Thanks, Chair. I'm not sure, but I just want to know this whether the 5 excludes the chairperson.
Includes. Our week? Oh, the week is covered. Well, I'm the week is covered. You don't know what's going to be here. Is there any other view? Fine, we agree, we are going to have that. And accordingly, we then agree. Who will be coming? Mr. Ulysses will be a member of that, representing the DA. Dr. Ruth Narain is going to be representing the IFP. Our week is going to be there. And Manoli is going to be there, and the Baba is going to be there.
stage, the three vacancies, they come or that finish with them, and they come to the end of the term. Now, there's usually of each province, but in this specifically, the national commissions, or is it not, of these three provinces, understand my point?
Yeah.
And who is the three people who are serving, you know, are they available for another term?
Sure. Perfect, yeah.
I just want to go to first of the question that I wish to mark on it should be the one who said the non-chair. Rather than that, she has been in this committee for quite a time. I don't know what to do so much more because I've been saying I'm using the committee. And the more I know that these months, once our body, we have been here for some time. And much of experience of public service and administration for this issue.
Thanks, Honorable Howard. That view is in order. What we consider was that if this committee would have said we go for the second option, the name of Mayor Mantomela was to come on for the name of Mr. Paul. The reason is that we still are seeking a legal clarity because there were those who were interpreting the rules to say strictly you should only consider full members and not the full members. That affected the so if that is clear, there's no problem, then we're going to, instead of having Mrs. Treasurer, we're going to have one comment. It can be argued, otherwise I can't allow any further voluntary withdrawal, including that one of the chapters, because then we're going to be accused of being gender insensitive. So, we're going to deal with that. Now, the issue that the mayor is raising is that we do have, in fact, the entire component of public service commission. They are tests. Some of them, they are fact tests. Are expiring, so their contract is removed. Is renewable, but staggering up to June. There are those, the vacancies that we are filling now are for those commissioners whose contract or term is expiring latest by February next year. Because we realize that by February, after maybe around April, it will not be active in dealing with normal way in the time of engineering. So it may not be possible for a commission to come together and deal with that. But those that are expiring around June, we are going to deal with them after the elections. Now, the three commissioners, there is one or so. There is one, of course, the deputy chairperson who has already left. So there is no question of whether it's renewable. Then there is, I think, one that has not run the full term or two terms. The 5 year term is renewable for 5 years and stuff like that. So there are those. But as to whether those have applied, I have not seen the content of the file. So I don't know who has applied and who has not applied. I am like all other members. I'm going to receive the file now. I was just told the figure as to how many have applied. And I can't ask the administrator to say whether those have applied, those who are saving, because it would then be saying she was even going further than what she was supposed to do. But the fact of the matter is that yes, there are those whose terms may be extended. In the provinces, what the president did, the president wrote to the speaker to say, in as far as the national commissioner is concerned, in compliance with the Public Service Commission and the Constitution. And the president also wrote to the premier of the respective province that they have to deal with in the appointment of the commissioner at that level. So this process that is on now is also on, I think, in four provinces. So then we agree that the end of the meeting, I want to thank Ivana. The members of the subcommittee will be convened. The committee was going to say, I'll talk about where we are going to meet first, stuff like that. You know, the business of political parties and parliament now is like that. It's not predictable. We might have to convene tomorrow. When I agree, we are meeting next week, only to find that we don't meet. So the chairperson of the committee remains the chairperson of that subcommittee. So the subcommittee will be called to convey the meeting by the thing. There is light up there.